I remember the arrival. Yeah, baby. Ooh. It came on the scene like a tidal wave. I mean, it just appeared. I began to notice guys in my neighborhood making moves. You know, guys were just tweaking because they were taking this thing called horse. This is what we called heroin at the time.
I don't think it's working. My potatoes are hard. My meat's undone.
Every time you take the lid off to check it, you lose 20 minutes of cooking time. I called home and my dad answered.
We haven't eaten. It's after 5.
I told her to leave that damn lid on the slow cooker. I specifically told her a million times.
Your mother can't let things be. Believe me, I know.
My parents ended up with grilled cheese sandwiches that night. To begin, leave your ego at the door. Forget about being super strong or impressive to anyone. That will come shortly. The most important aspect is to master the exercise. Start off slowly, using only the bar. Spend some time going through the movement and gaining the flexibility needed to perform the exercise properly. Passion, vision, a tolerance for risk, self-confidence, an eye on the big picture, a clear sense of ownership. Imagine a team that has all of these winning factors. That's a team that you can create by instilling a sense of entrepreneurship, meaning the entrepreneurial spirit in the company person, in everyone in your organization. Even the largest companies are realizing that employees who have a sense of ownership are more motivated than those who feel that they are only doing someone else's bidding. That handkerchief did an Egyptian to my mother give. She was a charmer and could almost read the thoughts of people. She told her while she kept it, would make her amiable and subdue my father entirely to her love. But if she lost it or made a gift of it, my father's eye should hold her loathed, and his spirits should hunt after new fancies.